Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we need to hear from our listeners because I know for a fact that we have many a tattooed listener. A lot of people have tattoos and they're listening. So
I'm thinking of getting one.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is why I know you're not honest. You're not true right now.
Why?
You have commitment issues.
Yeah, but
you could never commit to a tattoo.
Yeah, yes, I could. Because this is a commitment I could hide.
Depending on where you get it. Well, if you got it on your bottom.
That's where I'd put it. Anyway. What about tattoos?
314-436-7900. Get ready to call or text. So, apparently, a lot of people are having tattoo regret. Now, it doesn't mean all and any tattoos. However, Miley Cyrus... You know, that beacon of integrity. Anyway, Miley Cyrus.
How do you know she's not? What do you know about Miley Cyrus?
She's a little crazy. So she said she regrets...
Maybe you're crazy.
She said she regrets 80% of her tattoos. And so 20% she loves. 80% of her tattoos she says she regrets. Pete Davidson, rather famously, had over 200 tattoos. And he's in the process of getting them all removed. And again, I don't think this is apples to apples in the sense that having 200-something tattoos is different than having a couple that are really special.
Sure.
And he said, what Pete Davidson said is like his tattoos remind him of a bad time in his life. He said, if you're getting a tattoo, it should be something that's meaningful, not something because you were high while you were watching Game of Thrones on a Tuesday night. Which is fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But I think you can get a tattoo whenever you want to get a tattoo for whatever reason you want to, right? And if you want to tat up your whole body, you go ahead. It's yours. 25% of people apparently have tattoo regrets. That is from Pew Research, which is, I guess it's a little higher than I would have thought because I think that most people probably do think through their tattoos and they know that they want them.
But tattoo regret can also mean some tattoos, not all of them.
Sure. Yeah. It could mean that. I would have guessed it was more like, 10% or something like that. Yeah.
I would have thought, yeah. I don't know, I think that's about right. I would have thought maybe it was slightly higher.
Yeah.
Like, you have multiple tattoos. There's one that you're just not a fan of.
I'm thinking, I got a very close friend of mine who, when he was, I think, in college... He got a Cubs tattoo on his, right below his neck. It's on his back.
Yeah.
And if he's ever just accidentally walking around with his shirt off and you see it, oh my God, he gets so embarrassed because he forgets he has it.
Yeah.
And then people are like, dude, when'd you get that? He's like, oh, damn it. And then he has to put his shirt back on.
World Series tattoo?
No, just a stupid Cubs tattoo. It's like the size of,
Is it the bear's head or the C?
Like a silver dollar. It's the bear head.
Gotcha.
But still, it does look pretty stupid, and it's a bad tattoo. It was a bad job.
That's a huge
regret.
You got to go to the right guy. So a good running buddy of mine has, you know, like thigh tattoos, I feel like are more in than ever, where like maybe most of your thigh is a tattoo or one whole side. And my friend, she's got, her guy is in Florida, and it's an event. Like she'll fly down because that's the guy she trusts because he's done a great job. But these thigh tattoos, like hers, it should take several sessions because she's flying down there. She does it like all at once and it'll be like 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of pain for 8 hours.
Sure. If I could think of something I really wanted, I would absolutely do it. But I don't know what I want. I don't know where I'd put it. I'm not exactly sure.
One of the lifeguards at the pool growing up, she was a collegiate swimmer. And you know how when you swim competitively, the one-piece swimsuits come up real high on your hip, mm-hmm. like they're high cut. She had like a fish high up on the hip, so you could only see it when she wore her competitive swimsuit, which was actually pretty cool.
I have this whole sort of progression in my life when it comes to tattoos on other people. I used mm-hmm. to see them and think, ugh, that's gross. And then I used to think, oh, that's not so bad. I guess I don't mind it. And now when I see tattoos on certain women, I'm like, oh, hello. I don't know what it is. I love the sleeve.
I think that,
like,
so
the full sleeve on a lady.
The surprising
thing. I am down with that.
I would not have expected. I think the sleeves are cool.
Yeah, I like them too.
There was a one time.
Glover's got a sleeve. I like his sleeve.
Yeah, I think the sleeves.
I'm not attracted
really
to him,
cool.
But I like his sleeve.
Sleeves are cool. That's a commitment. That takes a long time.
Holly is watching us on YouTube and says, "At 48, I'm only upset I don't have more skin to tattoo."
There
See?
You go.
And I get that too. And it becomes addictive for a lot of people where they get one and they love it, and then they think, "I want another one," and then they get another one. And then maybe they do have one they don't like, and then they cover it up with something better, which is, that is a talent from a tattoo artist, to take an existing tattoo, okay, cover it up with something that looks a whole lot better.
Tell me if I'm wrong or not. And you've got to stand up because this is the Cardinals radio station. Did Yadier Molina change his neck tattoo?
Change it?
Did he have a neck tattoo that changed? Like, was it like music notes or something that changed? Because I could have sworn that Yachty's tattoo changed, but I really thought you were going to come up clutch for me and have the answer.
No, I don't.
Before I threw it out there.
If that happened, I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll have to find that out. I just remember something changed, I thought on
his
neck.
He dyed his hair once.
Well, no, Matt. Oh, I have a grandma.
Okay. My grandma's got a tattoo.
Yeah.
So, did you know that we do have one of the oldest tattoo shops in the country here in St. Louis? It's on Jefferson.
Okay.
It's called Trader Bob's.
Oh.
It's been around for almost 100 years. It is 2 years younger than KMOX. KMOX was born, conceived and born in 1925. and so, this is our 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
We should collab with Trader Bob's,
I'll
get tattoos.
A KMOX tattoo would be kind of sick.
Not in a good way.
I love KMOX. It's classic.
Yeah.
What about a little bitty transistor radio tattoo?
I don't know.
What if you had 98.7 tattooed onto your skin? The old FM.
The temporary FM station.
Well, it still exists, but it's a different station now.
I had a friend who had on her top of her foot, which I've heard is very painful because there's no fat there, had a copyright, like the copyright mark, and then her birth year.
Oh, yeah.
1983.
I like that.
It was kind of cool.
Here's a message to text at 314-436-7900. I could buy a new pair of shoes on Monday and hate them by Friday. I could never commit to a tattoo.
So here's the thing. That is 100% where I'm at. Here's where I am. I put on an outfit beginning of the day. By the time I get home, I hate the outfit. I'll never wear it again. It's not my style anymore. I just don't like it. I'm very changeable and fickle when it comes to, I don't know, that type of styling.
Well,
even decor, I've changed. You know, you change decor. My biggest issue with a tattoo is I could not commit to a style or a place
or
a thing.
Tell me I have commitment issues.
Well, you have
You hate
life.
Your outfit.
I do hate my outfits. Even now, I'm kind of regretting.
Okay.
But, you know, I do. I And the thing is, too, it's crazy that I don't like certain outfits because all of my outfits are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very distinct look.
That's right.
It's just oversized pants and oversized shirts. And sometimes I'm like, ah, why did I buy this green? Remember when I bought that nice blue sweater?
No.
And it was like $120 and I hated it.
No.
And it was a reminder of my failure and my inability to know what I like. Yeah. Okay. Well, this sweater has been haunting me. Can you imagine a tattoo?
I think you should get one. Maybe loosen up a bit.
I'm too uptight.
A message to 314-436-7900. And this is the one argument against tattoos that I've always despised. And it is when you are older and the skin sags, the tattoos don't look so cool. Okay. Let me just stop you right there. Because when the skin starts to sag, nothing looks good. Do you think people always used to say, oh, you know, get a tattoo. What's going to happen when you're 80 years old? That's going to look terrible. Everything looks terrible. Who cares what you look like when you're 80? You're 80. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, hopefully not because like I'm 80, but because you're too confident. You've lived too much life to care what others think.
Well, I mean that too, but also, come on.
You think
the tattoo's the thing that makes you look like crap?
When you're 80?
No, it's your sagging skin.
Well.
It's the wrinkles.
I don't think.
I'm kidding. Look,
I disagree.
All of you listening are beautiful if you're 80.
You are hitting our key demographic.
What did he say, Claude? Huh?
I disagree with Raj. I'm aging naturally, which means I'm getting wrinkles. But I like them. All my favorite people have wrinkles. Okay, I will say this. I want to read this, the tattoo removal process, because I know...
It looks like it hurts more than the actual tattoo.
I know theoretically you can get rid of tattoos. Well, Pete Davidson said it will take him another 10 years. He started getting his tattoos removed 5 years ago. He said it will take him another 10 years. He said because between the work, it's a six-week healing process each time you get a tattoo removed. One tattoo removal is 10 to 12 sessions and totals 60 weeks. It's going to take another 10 years. It's pretty horrible, he said. It's like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer, and then you got to do maintenance and let it heal properly.
See, this sounds to me like he's just, like deep down somewhere in him, he's just looking for more pain. He wants pain inflicted on him. And I'm not even saying that jokingly, because there's no reason to put yourself through all of this. Just deal with it.
I will say you can tell he was on drugs for a lot of the tattoos. His seem like maybe I understand why he feels like they're bad choices.
Well, they're not going to prevent him from getting work.
I don't think he needs work anymore.
Nah, he's all right.
How much did you say, Matt, that it cost?
Was it $200,000?
That's a lot.
Maybe to get them all removed.
Maybe $20,000.
Maybe that's the estimate to get them all removed.
Maybe 20. This guy.
Somewhere in the middle. I'm not going to tattoo, so I'm not worried about it.
A listener texts in, tattoos are like Lay's potato chips. You can't have just one.
I have heard that.
That's what I'm saying. They're addictive. Okay. You get one, you want more.
So millennials, and then I also think older Gen Z. I forgot what it's called. Oh, no. But it's like graffiti tattoos where you have little mini tattoos all over your arm leg.
It's not so much the trend to do sleeves anymore, like one continuous tattoos, but it's like you have...
Stick and poke? Is that the type that you're talking about?
No, I think she just means the style. They're smaller, and white or black ink tattoos. And then you have another one, a few inches away.
Maybe a half an inch across or maybe an inch across, but probably a half an inch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jakob Ingebrigtsen, who's a famous runner from, I think, Norway.
Oh.
But he, I know.
Household name.
Household name. He's amazing. He's like a record holder. But he has that like all over his arms and legs. You may think like, what are those dots? And he's got little mini tattoos. And there are a couple of fashion influencers that I follow on Instagram. And they have the same thing. They're little mini, maybe half inch in diameter tattoos, but then they have like 15 of them. Maybe you have one on your hand. You have them near your elbow.
Yeah.
That, to me, feels like a newer phenomenon. That's younger people getting
that. Yeah, it is. I think that's the newer trend. Tell us about the tattoos that you regret at 314-436-7900.
Or maybe if you are one of those people who got like an ex, like the name of your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, and you had to change it to something.
Did you see this happened? Oh my gosh. How long ago was this? It may have been this year. I think it was within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. There was this radio station called KRUD, Crud.
And, is it real?
Yeah. And I'm, yes. So this is it's a real station, I believe. And now I hope it's real. Yes,
okay,
he did.
Hold on.
Okay,
radio.
Stop. April 2023, Joe Bell, a devoted listener to the radio station KRUD, sued the station because they said on air, the first person who has our call letters tattooed on your forehead, we will give $250,000.
Wait a minute. We couldn't even give away a Jeremy Piven meet and greet.
Well, legally, no. So this man,
yeah,
he got KRUD in pretty large lettering.
No.
It doesn't, I would say it covers the bottom half of his forehead, the bottom half. So think how big your forehead is. Half of that he covered with the letters KRUD. He showed up and they said, oh, that was an April Fool's prank. And so he sued the station. He was awarded $510,000.
Doesn't seem like enough.
So he got, I agree, because it's, now you got to get that removed too.
Pete Davidson did spend $200,000.
Wow.
On a years long tattoo removal process. Starting in 2020.
I can't imagine wanting to do that at all. Yeah, let us know about your tattoo issue. But you got a tattoo on your forehead and the station's like, hey man, we were kidding. That's why they have these rules. That's why we can't screw around here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.